Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, we all know that the last day of October, Halloween, marks the transition from autumn to winter. And today, the last day of April, marks the transition from spring to summer, which is associated with a wide variety of traditions, folklore and superstitions. Well, here to tell us more is the founder of folklore.ie, Michael Fortune. And Michael, thank you for joining us this evening. May or Bealtaine, it's a busy month in Irish folklore.
Yeah, it's probably one of the biggest months there, to be fair. Most of my folklore work I'd find in the month of May, from putting up May bushes to from loads of little rituals that we do, like walking in the May dew and collecting the May dew and washing our hands in the May dew. There's tons of stuff, absolutely tons of stuff.
What do you mean by washing your hands in the May dew?
Well, there's a lovely little tradition, and a lot of older women will tell you this. Is that as children, they were always told, go out and wash your hands, get your hands in the May dew and rub it on your face, and it'll keep you looking young and pretty. That was a kind of a common thing. There was an awful lot around the May dew. You get up early on the May morning, tomorrow morning, and you'll go out and you'd walk in the May dew, or you'd wash your face in the May dew. Some people actually collected the May dew in a little bottle. They said it was a cure for a sore eyes in it. But you'd be surprised the amount of people who still follow the little thing of walking in the May dew, or getting a little drop and putting it on their face in the mornings. A lot more people than you think.
So you could walk outside maybe and just rub your face in the grass.
Yeah, go out in the morning and rub your bare feet, walk out. The people said it cured chilblains years ago, but the idea of putting it on your face, do you know what's a lovely thing to do, actually? Go out and do it tomorrow morning if you get a chance. If you can find a bit of dew where you are and throw it onto your face, it'll wake you up in the May morning.
Well, I'm sure it would.
Yeah.
Tell us then about the May bush.
Yeah, well, there's so much of the stuff, Sarah, around protection. So it was, come here, when thinking about it as well, when you mentioned there at the start, it was going into the winter, so all the crops and all our harvests had to be stored up. So we're going into the start of the year where things are, sorry, into the start of what we call the start of the growing season, the real growing season, really. The oats in the field, the potatoes are grown. So there's a lot hanging on that, because if we didn't have those things now, and that wasn't that long ago, but still to this day, the reliance on our crops and the protection of our crops and protection of our milk yield. So much of the stuff was around that. But one of the things that we did, it was very strong here in Leinster, Ulster, East Connacht and East Munster as well, was the putting up of a thing called a May bush or a May bough, depending on where you are. And you cut down a little bit of a bit of gorse or a bit of furze bush or a bit of white thorn, and you put it outside the door, sometimes put it up on top of a pile of dung, and that was supposed to keep the fairies away and keep bad luck away from the year. Now, that was always done on May Eve. And we do it here in Wexford. We've hundreds of May bushes going back in Wexford again, putting them up here around the county, young and old, putting them up this evening, we're putting them up ourselves. And come here, you know, I suppose the folklore can be lost in time, but it's a lovely activity, because, especially with children, because you decorate it with eggshells, little seasonal flowers, little primroses and things like that, and little ribbons. So there's a lovely kind of an artsy, crafty kind of feel to it too.
Yeah, it sounds lovely. Apart from the dung part, you don't have to stick it in dung, do you?
No, the dung is gone now. All the dung is gone now. That's all underground. But yeah, pick it up, stick it up somewhere at all, just outside the house, not inside the house. That's the tradition. There's a lovely take of it over in Mayo actually as well, where they sprinkle the flowers on the thresholds of the doors and the windowsills. It's the same kind of idea again, that I suppose bad luck won't come into the house. And I suppose we do things sometimes, we don't know why we do them, but we do them. And, you know, and again, sometimes it's just the activity of doing them, which is kind of nice, I think. You know, sometimes we don't need to understand why we do something. We just do it because it's a nice thing to do. And
fire is also a common theme, I believe.
Absolutely, yeah, huge. Bealtaine, the name itself would give it away. The fires on Uisneach there over the years. But even like the tradition survived here. I know here in Wexford they would have put little candles under Maybush. Sometimes it burned the Maybush. My own grandmother here, they always remember the bonfire, a May Day bonfire. In Gorey was the same, Arklow was the same. And you'd be surprised. And again, funny, 6 months again down towards Halloween was marked with the same kind of idea again. A lot of it was to do with, I suppose, the marking of light. You know, when you think about it now, think of all those big, the gorgeous bright mornings we have now and the gorgeous bright evenings that we have now. So life was really, really important. And it's I suppose a way of rejoicing that as well, and celebrating that the light is back into our lives again.
I wonder, and speaking of that, you know, because I think people have taken a lot of stock over the last year, and you know, with the pace of life being slowed down, sort of looking around them a little bit more, is there a renewed interest in Irish folklore and traditions? Are you picking up on that at all?
Absolutely. I set up the folklore.ie page on Facebook. Funny, because your last speaker was talking about social media, and the social media in this case has been an absolute powerful tool in us generating interest and in getting these conversations going again. And it's really surprising to remember, like, actually an older generation using the tool. I'm finding it's older people from 50 to about 80. You know, that's the kind of age profile I'm finding interacting with a lot of the page material I would put up with.
Really?
And people comment, if I put up something, say, from Longford, straight away someone from County Cavan will say, oh, we did a version of that, my mother did a version of that. So you're getting real source stuff, and then what's really interesting is you might get a photograph in there, you might even get a bit of video if you're lucky, if someone had a bit of cine reel or something. So it's an incredible tool for that, and all positive, all used positively, you know, and that's what's great about it.
Well, sounds fantastic, and if people want to see more of what you do, Michael, they can go to folklore.ie. Michael Fortune, thank you very much.